County Central Committee together, 80 of them, and they are up to a man. They said, we'd welcome a primary. Let them come in here.
Well, God bless you.
Both of them have ducked it, you know.
You and Dick Hughes in Pennsylvania and Texas, and I don't think we'll lose a single mountain state or a single southern state, and I think that I counted the congressman last night. We have 160, and he has 8, and they're from Massachusetts and New York, and most of them are real extreme reform left-wingers.
I see.
And I don't want anybody...
I think, in a way, it's a good thing. What the hell, he's been chafing at this thing. The more I think about it, you know, we're trying to hold off and trying to do everything, and I was trying to talk to him because I was giving him some sound advice.
You were, and everybody knew that.
Yeah. But I guess it's just as well, because he doesn't seem to be going any place. I don't know where he's going.
He's
going
to get a lot of publicity, a lot of media treatment,
well,
a lot of...
it's going to be to, as I said to him, all you're going to do is try to divide our party.
Going to have a lot of polls. He's always got 3 or 4 polls hired, but what we've got to do is this. We've got to have 4 men kind of be my board of directors run this country. We've got to get you and Dick Hughes of New Jersey, who's just as solid as a rock. We've got to get Barr and Tate of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. We were there yesterday, and they're just as solid as a rock. And if we can take... we've got Ohio at the moment. He's trying to buy it off, but if we can take Ohio and Illinois, Pennsylvania and Texas and New Jersey. That's all of it.
I think it'll be a landslide.
And I think we'll have...
looking at your figures in 1964 for Cook County.
We just got to do the best we can, and what you've got to have out there, you've got to figure this thing out from the standpoint of these folks that are giving you hell.
Yeah.
And you've got to get your best planners. And we've got to take things like you've brought in there, and your housing and your poverty. I've got a new poverty man now, and I'm going to tell him, come sit down with your people, and you take charge of this goddamn thing. Let's get all these, let's handle these, let's just sidestep them. Let's start some new projects and let their old ones kind of wither a little, transfer them, and let's get completely in charge. I'm going to tell this guy that I want him to sit down and work with your people.
Fine.
And we'll get Shriver off to Paris. And, then we'll have our boy. This old boy is born down in Fort Worth, Texas, and he knows something about loyalty.
I see.
And I talked to Heineman. He wasn't ready to come in. I offered him the HEW. But what I would do if I were you, I'd try to figure out anything I could do to modernize, to improve, to make steps that you need to do for your group that'll be tagging at you.
Yeah.
And then I'd see that your man came in here, whoever you want to send, or make Colonel Riley call Marvin or something, and I'll go over to HEW, and I'll tell Weaver, and I'll tell Cohen, and I'll tell the rest of them, and you ought to make the goddamnedest, best modern city in the world, and the federal government's paychecks behind you.
Wonderful. I bolstered Stokes a little bit. I talked to him yesterday from Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, he was talking about the Vietnam. I said, oh, what the hell do you mean that? The president has done everything, Mary. He said, that's right, but you know everything. I said, sure they are. But why don't you start talking about the domestic program? Why? So we're sending our man over today to work with him to set up a new program. See, under Lochner, it was set up in this way some of these bureaucrats wanted. It was an outside, non-for-profit organization, and the mayor didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
That's right.
So we're getting them in line, and he said that he admitted that Johnson was doing the best job that anyone ever did in the history of our country on the domestic front, and I said also on the international front. He isn't responsible for this situation. So we got him thinking differently. I talked to him at great length yesterday, and he agreed with me that what we need is to support the president on his programs in the Congress.
You can't do a damn thing with that boy from Gary, can you?
Sure. He's all right.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not. The governor's going to run his stand-in, and they're talking about coming out there. We take Indiana without a bit of trouble, and we need Indiana to go along with Illinois and Pennsylvania and New Jersey. We take it, but this new Negro candidate that we helped elect is
Hatcher
is not on the line yet, and they They're kind of playing with him, and
but
the governor's going all out for us, and the Democratic organization that supported him's going all out for him, and he's got a lot to do it, and just tell him he can write his ticket up here, but goddammit, to get behind his people and not stir up a big primary. If he just let it be known that he was going to support the governor and his state chairman, then nobody would go into that primary.
That's right. Well, I'll get to him.
You just get to him and just tell him you help him set up his organization.
We've turned over virtually all the city to him as far as himself. He's been in here with our police department, our fire department, our law department.
Well, you get every one of them to go tell him and make up his mind. Governor Brannigan didn't want to run. He's in Florida. He wasn't feeling well. But he just said he'd take them on and he'd guarantee that we'd carry... the paper there, Indianapolis Star, is a big Republican paper, but they said they'd go all out for us.
Very good.
And so the only thing that's
I'll get to him right away.
We got Senator By, we got the congressman, but we just haven't got.
What about your old friend? What the hell has happened to him?
Who's that?
Harkey.
He ain't worth a goddamn.
You're the fella that made him.
Yes, I know it, but
have you ever
had that happen to you?
Yeah. You know what I told him? I said, the Lord. Take 12 and three of them left.
Yeah, I sure did. And my wife laughed about that. It couldn't have been better, Dick. I don't know. I believe I'd already surrendered and gone back to Johnson City if it hadn't been for yours.
Well, again, I just wanted to thank you very kindly.
You just called me.
To the boys.
Oh, they enjoyed it.
They'll never forget it. They're all called up and called their mother and told them how kind you were and sweet you were.
We loved it. I got a friend, old Danny. He said, now, if the president's busy, and I had Wheeler and all of them here before this trip, said if he's busy, I don't want anybody to know what I call. Said I let try to help my president and I want to help my boys. And I said, you tell him to hell with him. If he doesn't keep calling me, I'm going to resign.
Oh, well.
So bless his heart, I got them, and I had trouble locating them. But when I got them, they came right over, and it was the finest five bunch of looking clean boys you ever saw.
Yeah, they're great supporters of yours. Willie, I don't know if he told you, he wrote an answer in the school paper on you where someone attacked him. It was a hell of a thing. He sat down, he said, Dad, I'm tired of these people opposing the president and everything else. So he without telling anyone, he sat down and wrote a big article. It was a hell of a story.
Oh, bless his heart.
Fine, Mr. President.
Now, Dick, you watch these things and you talk to this mayor and let me know and let Marvin Watson, he's going to be spending full time on the telephone. Just let him know who we ought to call, what we ought to do.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Fine, Mr.
And you...